Can I Handle Me? This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Can I handle me? That's a very good question, isn't it? Have you ever asked yourself, can you handle yourself? Can you make decisions for yourself and carry them out? Are you a big boy? Are you a big girl? Are you responsible for yourself? Well, you know the answer quite well. We all do. Can I handle me? No. Can I set for myself a program that is dynamic and vital and successful? Now, my dog is a big dog. He's 108 pounds, golden retriever. And on the bag of food that comes for him, it says a dog his age, a dog his weight, and a dog his ability to get out and exercise and do things should have 3 cups of food a day. Well, he is a big dog, and for me to help him to slim down a little bit, to help him to sort of be more muscle than fat, I have to reduce some of the goodies that I give him. Now, I give him very few treats, but I gave him 3 cups of food a day, morning, noon, and night. Then I decided, all right, I'm going to cut out 1 cup, and I'm going to reduce his intake and see how that affects his body. So I cut down 1 cup. Well, then I felt sorry because he was so hungry all the time. He seemed always hungry. But he always was hungry. He's hungry whether he's got 3 cups or 7 cups or 2 cups or 1 cup. No matter what he got, he's always hungry. He's a hungry dog. Now, does that hunger have to be met? And, of course, a human says, of course it has to be met. When you're hungry, you've got to eat. Well, that's not true. We've been told that animals can be fed starvation diets, and they live many times longer lifetimes than if they are fed an adequate diet or even an abundant diet. Food does not help an animal live longer. Basic foods, of course, to give them enough to live on, but not the overabundant food. Now, we know that. Now, does that apply to humans too? If I were to cut down the volume of food that I eat, would I cut down my weight? If I were to cut down the volume of food I eat, would I live longer? If I were to cut down the volume of food that I eat, would I have a healthier, happier life? And the answer is yes to all of that. Of course, it doesn't mean cutting down in just one area. It means an overall cutting down. It means having a balanced diet, but having less of it. Having a balanced diet, but having less of it. Now, our tendency is that when we see cake or ice cream, we want to just enjoy it. When we see something sweet, we want to just really have a nice time with it. When we are at a party drinking cocktails, we think nothing of how many cocktails we drink, but how many calories are in there? Wow, they are really something. And is all that alcohol that good for our body? Well, those are things we haven't paid too much attention to. But can I handle me? If I am given a car, and I'm told that this car takes a high-octane gas because it's a very expensive car, it's a very high engine, the engine needs the high-octane gas to operate properly, and I have to give it good oil and do all the other things. If I don't do that, if I give it ordinary, average octane, then I'm not going to get my results out of that engine. It's just the way it works. Now, if I drive around with less air in my tires, I'll have a better traction of the road, but how long will my tires last? Will they soon wear out because they're riding on the sides of the tire as well as on the bottoms of the tire? All of life is designed to be functional. It's designed to work on a beautiful pattern in which all things work together for the perfect idea that you want to have it. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to have for your life? What do you want to experience? Do you want to have an ideal body? Do you want to have an ideal mind? Do you want to have everything in your life ideal? Well, if you do, then you have to do a little bit of figuring. How much food do you really need? Am I eating the right foods? Am I eating the foods that are good for my brain? Foods that are good for my eyes? Foods that are good for my body? Am I drinking sufficient water to help my body have its natural water intake? Do I have all of the things that I... And when I put alcohol in my body, is it cold weather and I'm trying to keep warm? Put alcohol in the car. No, not at all. Why am I taking alcohol into my body? I know that my body doesn't handle that too well and that it's going to burn out cells here and there and it's going to cause problems here and there. And it does if I drink alcohol. You say, any amount? Just one beer? It doesn't matter how much you drink. Anything that is alcohol is contrary to the highest benefit of the body. This is just a proven fact. Now, they try to say you can have one or two glasses of wine a day, or you can have a beer, or you can have this, and that it won't hurt you at all. Well, it just means that your body can get rid of the effects of that amount of liquor in your body in a period of time. And it means that your body is working diligently to do that. It's taking away energy from other areas which might be more beneficial to us. Well, can I handle me? I'm given this body. Now, am I intelligent enough to handle this body so that it will function for me in a perfect way? Am I going to handle this body so that I live a short life or a medium life or a long life or a super long life? Depending upon what my criteria is. Well, what is my criteria? What is the reason? Can I really handle myself? What is the reason I age? What is the reason that I have problems? What is the reason I get sick? Well, now, you say, if you really want to know the reason and get down to the reason, it's all mental. It's all what goes on in our mind. If we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and then we go out and do things which are not beneficial to our ideal spirit, mind, and body, then we are certainly not proving to ourselves that we are able to handle me. And we want to be able to handle me. I made a decision quite a while ago that I was going to have only a third portion on my plate with every meal. Well, now, my family is a very doting family. They want to make sure I have everything and more than I need. And they feel, hey, you can't eat only that little bit. You can't eat only that little bit. And as long as I ate that little bit, I felt wonderful. I felt fantastic. It was not necessarily always easy to look at all the goodies on other people's plates and smell them and think how delicious they are. But when I set the program for myself and made the decision for myself, I'm going to have a third portion, then I had the third portion. Now, can I handle me? Can I really handle me? Or am I going to allow my environment, the people who love me and are around me and are wanting to make everything beautiful for me, can I handle that? It's a good question, isn't it? If I can handle that, I'm going to be a happy person for a long, long time. If I can't handle that, I'm going to come down with all the maladies that everybody else does because I have done to me all that I've done. I have put the wrong octane in my gasoline tank for my car, and my engine is going to need a lot more repair and perhaps overhaul and perhaps replacement because I'm not putting the right material into it. It's a simple thing. You say, well, how do you compare a car to a human body? It's the same thing. The human body is managed by the thoughts we put into it. It's managed, we think, by the food we put into it and the fluids we put into it. But what is it really managed by? It's really managed by, can I handle me? Can I be responsible for me? When I make a decision, can I stand up for that decision? And standing up for that decision, can I feel just wonderful? Or do I get out of balance, out of bounds, because I look over at what other people are doing? I look at the normal meals, the normal meals that they're eating, the normal things that they're doing. And as I look over at these normal things that they're doing, what am I saying to myself? I'm saying, that smells good. I'm sure it tastes good too. Wow, yum. A little bite won't hurt me. Well, anytime I get off of my program, it hurts. Anytime I put just 1 gallon of the wrong fuel in my tank, I am doing something to my car that I shouldn't. Oh, my car will last perhaps a long, long time. Perhaps that 1 gallon isn't going to make a major disturbance in my car, but it's not the short run that I'm talking about. It's the long run. As I do these things, am I putting leads into my car? Am I putting sort of greases or glues into my car, things that are going to damage it? Am I doing that to my body? Am I doing that to my mind? Am I saying in my mind, I have the right to watch television, I have the right to go to these movies? Or none. The television and the movies are all belittling, and they're degrading to humanity and to myself. Is that what I want to put in my mind? Is that what I want to be in charge of? Can I handle me and make my choices beautifully and wonderfully? Am I really the son of a king? Am I really a king? Am I really something very special? Well, it's a good question, isn't it? Am I really something very special? Am I really something that is going to be absolutely fantastic? In the hierarchy of things, am I one day going to take over in full responsibility? Well, presumably I'm doing that. Some people take over when they're 5, 10 years old. Some people take over when they're 20, 30 years old. Some people 50, 80. Some people 100. They finally take over. Yes. When we take over is when we decide we're going to handle myself. We're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to put a program in motion that we feel is beneficial to us. Now that program starts, in my estimation, in positive thinking. That program starts with saying, I like me. All is in divine order. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. That program starts with a recognition of who and what I am and why I am what I am. It's a wonderful thing, but that's where it starts and that's where it ends. And when I am really going gung-ho on this, when I'm really following my program, it doesn't matter to me one little bit what others offer to me or what they don't offer, what others try to get me to enjoy or not. It only matters to me, am I living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and am I servicing my body with what it desires to have serviced to it? Am I servicing my mind with pure thoughts? Am I servicing my body with pure food? Am I servicing my world with pure reason, with pure balance, pure harmony? When I can say yes to those things, then I know that I'm on the right track and I'm doing the right thing for the right reason in the right way. And life is beautiful. Can I handle me? That's a question I have to ask myself often. Can I handle me? Do I want to handle me? Am I worthwhile handling? And all of these answers are, yes, I can handle me. I'm worthwhile handling. I'm worthwhile in every way. Because I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am me. And I can handle me. You bet your life. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.